just about any kind of snake, I guess, in this part of the country, you want to name.
I've had people tell me that.
Black snake, coach whip.
Will a king snake kill another snake?
Yeah, sure will. I've seen my daddy, though, pick them things up, put them in his shirt there, take them up, put them in the barn to catch the rats.
Is that right?
Yeah. I've seen him also, I'd be mowing hay, and I've seen him just standing around there watching, expect to eat the one going under the hay, and he'd go down there and get him his tail and pop his head off. He'd kill a lot of, you know, black snakes or something like that. You know.
Was that syrup y'all made out of cane mostly?
Yeah, you had two or three different kinds of cane, all of them planted different, you know. We had what they call a honey drip, and I forget what kind of cane you all make, different kinds. Some of them like the mixed with the ribbon cane type. And we'd always cook that stuff out. Boy, listen, we always put it up in 50-gallon barrels, buckets, everything else. I've seen as high as 5 or 6 50-gallon barrels full in that smokehouse in there.
A lot of syrup.
And we make lye soap, you know, and this too. Make our own soap. You take a bunch of what we call Negroes on the farm out of way. They could do anything from there. They just knew how to do most anything. My daddy raised over in Georgia there, and they knew how to do things before they ever come over here. Mm-hmm. And you had to take care of the meat. And we'd always fatten out a beef about every year, too. When we killed hogs, we always had to be make our own corned beef, you know, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We had plenty to eat. Boy, there wasn't no question about that. There never was anything to buy except a little sugar and coffee. We raised our own wheat down there and take it down to a little place called Walnut Springs and have it ground down there. And a meal, too.
Not like that anymore, is it?
No, you can't find a place to get corn ground anywhere, hardly. I'd rather have good, fresh ground corn meal and make cornbread with, and you can't buy anything like that now. I've got a wife that's a darn good cook. She cooks anything, but she just don't get the stuff we used to get to cook with. I used to make a good garden every year, you know, and stuff like that, too. Last garden I made down there, well, a year before that, I planted some Kentucky Wonder beans right behind the Baptist church there. And they got up the prettiest beans you ever saw, and they staked up there, just went up to the top and down, bloomed, just bloomed to beat everything, and I never made a bean.
Oh.
But it's called planting them in the wrong time. That's the first time I ever failed. But I've heard of it. My dad's always careful about that. Plant them in the bloom, you know. Supposed to plant them on Good Friday, and I'd missed it some way on account of the weather. But I made pretty good everything else. I planted these eggplants. Boy, I burned everybody out around me there at eggplant there.
Right.
Turnips too. When I fall in the year, I planted turnips. And back them days, of course, that thing's been too many years ago, 15, 20. They want them cooked and brought to them too. We buy quite a bit of stuff just scattered around now, from direct from farmers. You know, get out here and he'll get stuff from Ms. Meeks out here. Get butter beans and stuff like that. And my sister over here gets a lot of stuff. She lost her husband. And she buy herself over there, and they bring her a lot of stuff. She can't use half of it. She give it to her. She goes over there about every day. She's always coming in with something. Daughter's always somebody coming in the bank, wants to sell something. She buys stuff and brings it out here. She eats dinner with us about 2 or 3 times a week out here.